Of the world, We must make them as one people, with a unity born of the fact that for generations those who have come to our shores, representing many kindreds and tongues, have been welded by common opportunity into a united patriotism. If another form of government can present a united front in its attack on a democracy, the attack must and will be met by a united democracy. Such a democracy can and must exist in the United States. Once I prophesied that this generation of Americans had a rendezvous with destiny, that prophecy comes true. To us much is given, more is expected. This generation will know this day, or we will lose the last best hope of earth. The way it is plain, peaceful, generous, just. A way which is followed. The world will forever applaud, and God must forever bless. Destiny marched onward with sinister strife. Munich had made war inevitable. A monster siege defying the Munich guarantee, Hitler marched into Prague. 2 weeks later, Mussolini occupied Albania. Frantically, Britain and France tried to save what remained, gave more guarantees to Poland, Romania, Turkey, Greece. Hitler threatened Poland. President Roosevelt sent to 11th hour a appeal for peace. All summer, there were threats and counter-threats, while Britain and France failed in a half-hearted attempt to bring Soviet Russia into line. Then, the diplomatic bombshell of the century, the Nazi Soviet attack. Before dawn of September 1st, Nazi tanks rumbled into Poland. On September 3rd, France and Britain were at war with the Nazi Reich.
That night, in one of his fireside chats, the president addressed the nation in solemn, faithful words.
My countrymen and my friends, tonight my single duty is to speak to the whole of America. Until 4:30 o'clock this morning, I had hoped against hope that some miracle would prevent a devastating war in Europe and bring to an end the invasion of Poland by Germany. For 4 long years, a succession of actual wars and constant crises have taken the entire world and have threatened in each case to bring on the gigantic conflict, which is today, unhappily, a fact. I myself cannot and do not prophesy the course of events at all. And the reason is that because I have of necessity such a complete picture of what is going on in every part of the world, that I do not dare to do so. And the other reason is that I think it is honest for me to be honest with the people of the United States. I cannot prophesy the immediate economic effect of this new war on our nation. But I do say that no American has the moral right to profiteer at the expense either of his fellow citizens or of the men, the women, and the children who are living and dying in the midst of war in Europe. Some things we do know. Most of us in the United States believe in spiritual values. Most of us, regardless of what church we belong to, believe in the spirit of the New Testament, a great teaching which opposes itself to the use of force, of armed force, of marching armies and throwing bombs. The overwhelming masses of our people seek peace, peace at home and the kind of peace in other lands, it will not jeopardize our peace at home.